Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. Five-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Well, this is a really special half hour for us. We have not only a great guest that's joining us, we'll be talking to jazz artist Debbie Kirkland here in a moment, but also this is our 900th guest that we've had this year. Well, all of you guys know who join us on the radio side, and then I think our Blog Talk listeners know as well. We only count our guests once a year, so even if they make multiple appearances, we only count them once just for the issue of fairness for the radio side. But Debbie Kirkland is our 900th guest that we're welcoming today. The first time in the 10 years we've done this show that we've had 900 guests, so we're glad to be able not only to speak with her, but also to have all of you join us for the program. Debbie, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, and thank you so much, Cyrus, for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the album In Session. I actually got it myself on Amazon.com, Debbie, and we'll be telling our listeners how they can do the same thing. You know, I think what's so great about you as I was prepping for the segment is that it's very obvious that music is something that you love. It's something that you've been doing for quite some time. What has it been like for you to share your love of music with the world?
It's the most wonderful thing that I could do. The way I see it is it was a gift. It's truly my gift from God, and it's up to me to share this because we're lucky if we can discover our gifts. And mine came really, really early in diapers, so
yeah.
I kind of just went with it, and it kind of worked out. But truly, music is very, very important. It's an integral part of my soul.
And what I love too, Debbie, is that, and I think you'll agree with this, you are one of these people who definitely make it your own. You know, some people, you know, make it a point to be able to sound like someone else. You really seem to be able to own who you are, your sound, your style, and I think that's one of the things that makes you stand out. Was that important for you from the beginning to make sure that you were bringing the most of yourself to what you were singing?
That is a great question. That was awesome, Cyrus. Thank you for asking that. In the beginning, for me, I started listening to music that my mom listened to, and she listened to everything from Arthur Prysock to Sergio Mendez to Henry Mancini to Frankie Valli, and also a lot of bluegrass. And so I had a very eclectic amount of sound that was coming in the home. For me, I started imitating, like most of us do, and by the time I was 13, I fell in love with George Duke, and I fell in love with Brazilian music and straight-ahead jazz and pop, American pop. So by the time I made it through and got into a music program in college, I found myself drawn to the American standards, and I wanted to sound like Betty Carter, Abby Lincoln, Nancy Wilson. I wanted to sound like these iconic singers that were truly making sound their own. And so I got lucky because I was working with Bill Harris at this wonderful jazz club in Washington, D.C., five nights a week, and he said at the end of a gig, Nancy Wilson's waiting on you, because she was gigging where we were gigging, and he told her about me, and she said, send her in. So she actually came and sat in on my set. I know, right? And so we became friends, and I said to her, I said, because I was totally enthralled with Guess Who I Saw Today, and I would sing it, and I'm like, could you do me a favor and tell me how I can't sound like you? I'm tired. I want to sound like me singing the song. And all I do is sound like you every time I sing it. And she just smiled. And she said, just keep doing it. And I did, and now it's mine. You have to grow into that sometimes. I also teach voice, and most of my students will come to a song the way the artist that they heard, you know, recorded it. And it's my job to find their voice with them. And I always tell them, you know, it's great, I heard them, but I need to hear your version. So I put them through their paces so they can discover their own sound. I had to discover my own sound, and then I had to accept my own sound. And and then finally I just decided after, you know, a few years of doing it, I said, you know, this is me. This is who I am, and this is a true gift to have, and I got to be good with what I sound like. So I want to improve on it all the time. But so to answer your question around the barn a long way, I didn't sound like myself for a long time because I didn't know who I was. But as I developed as a person and as an artist, I landed on who I was, I accepted it, and now, ta-da, here I am.
But, you know, I'm glad you shared that story, though, Debbie, because there is somebody out there who, you know, and there's this, when you were talking, there's this Zig Ziglar quote that came to my mind that says, you know, you will make a horrible anybody, but you are the best you in existence. And I think that is really what you were saying when you were speaking to Miss Wilson, you know, that you want to be you. You know, no matter what you're singing, you want to be able to bring yourself. And I think that is what is being rewarded. So my next question then would be after that, you know, has that kind of been the liberation for you, being able to now bring your own to albums like In Session and whatever it is that you choose to sing?
It has been liberating to accept the sound that I know is truly uniquely mine. But I would like to add to anybody out there that does this, that loves music, and whether it be the vocal instrument or an instrument that's, you know, not that you're not born with, I think life experiences are going to help mold that sound too, because we change. Everybody changes. You can have somebody that you hear in high school, but that's a young life, and then they go into their 20s, and then they go into their 30s, and by the time they get to a certain point, you know, they've lived so much life, it comes out.
Yeah.
And I remember standing on stage in college. I would gig at this great jazz club in D.C. and go, gosh, I wish I could sound like that. And I would hear Sarah Vaughan do something, and I'd go, gosh, I wish I could sound like that. But I know only life is going to bring that to me. And I just kind of sat back and watched, and I would know whenever I got to that milestone. And now I realize that I have enough life experience that the things that I'm singing about, I actually have experience with, or I've just had so many opportunities to see others experience things that I can now embody an altruistic truth to what you know, the song is about. And that helps in interpretation. That helps you get your sound out. So, you know, as I tell my students, I'm like, you know, you could just be singing words on a page, or you could actually embody and think about the words that you're singing, and you need to do that. Come back next week and tell me why you're singing this song and why you chose it, because I need to feel what you're doing. And a lot of people think, oh, I can sing, and, you know, because it's melody, and it's just so enthralling melody, but we're the messengers. So it's up to us to interpret. We have to internalize these messages and interpret these messages so we can be true. And I think it comes across in the audience if you're just singing, you know, about something that's because you like the song versus I feel this and I understand this place. So that's kind of where I'm at now.
Yeah, and that is, I think, the passion, embracing the passion and not just going through the motion, Debbie. I think that is what you're telling them, and I think what people are able to get from you as well. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Debbie Kirkland is our guest. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share this journey, find her own voice, and to be able to share that now with the world. The new project is called In Session. It's available wherever you get your music electronically. We got ours from Amazon.com, our partner here at Conversations Live. And the tracks really are interesting in this respect for me, Debbie, because a lot of them kind of take us through relationships, and not just intimate relationships, I felt like, but you're already laughing. But, I mean, you know, songs like In the Thick of It, songs like Can We Still Be Friends, and the single that we'll be listening to, Waiting on You. Talk to us about that single. How did the single Waiting on You come about for you, and what was it like for you to share that?
Waiting on You. Well, now, well, you know how you have that special interest that kind of, you know, makes your heart go boom, boom, boom.
Right.
And you show up and you just think that's the person for you. And then over time, you're still giving your all, but you're not getting much in return because you kind of don't want to see who they really are. And so this is a woman who, or a man, but in my case a woman,
right,
who really, you know, really liked this guy. And she just isn't getting anything back, so she's tired. And she actually, it's sort of like a narrative, because when I say, you know, taking my side, he's been missing out on love, what it refers to is that that's what happens in a lot of relationships where the grass is greener. Sometimes it is, most times it's not, but they go when they search because they're not getting fulfilled. And that breaks down the communication, which I'm laughing about the fact that my songs are about relationships. I'm all about love. That's what
yes.
I think about love. That is my thing. Good love, bad love, in between love, love that should be, shouldn't be, but because that's what speaks to me. But waiting on you is really kind of fun, and it gives the woman the upper hand in that she, you know, she feels like, hey, I don't have to wait around on you. You say one thing, but you're not quite doing it, dude. What's up? So, yeah. I love performing that song. It's a great song.
Oh, cool. Well, you know what? It's a great song to listen to. Since we have you here with us, Debbie, and it is our 900th guest
Yay.
Of the year, will you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
I would be happy to. Next up, we're going to hear Debbie Kirkland in session. I believe it's track 3, Waiting on You.
Instead of waiting on you.
open with Waiting on You from her album In Session that's available right now. We got that single for only 99 cents. It's available on Amazon.com. Our partner here at Conversations Live, but you guys can be able to get it wherever you buy your music electronically. You know, Debbie, you know, have you gotten used to the idea that now, of course, thanks to the Internet and social media, that literally you can connect with your fans from around the world with just a few clicks?
Yes, it is so nice. I get email and Facebook messages and comments and tweets from people all over the world, Jakarta. I mean, I got something from Jakarta the other day. I thought that was amazing. You know, but based on the fact that there's now, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these wonderful outlets, we're such a small world now. We truly are a small world, and I love it. I love it because we're connected through music. It's such a powerful, to me, the most powerful communicator for the hearing. We turn to music when we're happy. We turn to music when we're sad. It's powerful.
It is powerful. Awesome. And so is In Session, as I said, that is available right now for our listeners to be able to get. When people are able to purchase the album, when they're able to listen to a single like Waiting on You, Debbie, what is your hope for them? What do you hope they're able to know about you as an artist when they finish listening to In Session?
Well, it's not – because In Session was a collection of songs that I loved, and it wasn't formulated, I wasn't with a major label, like one of the big iconic labels. So I had a lot of autonomy, and I was able to choose things that I absolutely loved. And so I want to speak to people who might be able to take away what message they need at the time. You know, if they hear the music, knowing that it's coming from a very honest place. You know, it's not about you know, being the next pop star for me or being, you know, the biggest anything. Although I love my music to reach everybody, I have to be realistic. But for those that listen to it, I'd like for them to walk away going, wow, that was really cool. She was herself, and I really know what that meant, whatever that is, some part of the lyric, because you've got Todd Rundgren. I listened to him when I was a kid. Brenda Russell in the thick of it in the 80s. Come on. She was amazing. So there's so much good music. Michelle Camilio, who is just an incredible pianist. So there's so many influences on this album. And then there's some other writers, Melvin Prince and William Knowles, who wrote some beautiful pieces and added to this. So Just so much talent. So I like to display other people's talent and merge with that and then put my spin on it. So I want them to walk away feeling good about it or better or inspired or knowing that they can, you know, they can get through whatever they need to get through. I had people in concert come up to me and they'll say, oh, Miss Kirkland, you know, our first date, now we're married thanks to your album, or, hey, we had a kid thanks to your album, or... I've gotten all of that, so it's
kind of
neat.
Well, I would say that would be.
Yeah,
that's some power you have in that album.
Isn't it, though? Who knew?
Right,
but music,
exactly.
Again, music really, really,
the power
really
of music.
Big.
There
yeah,
you go. There you go. And it's shown itself a time and time again, Debbie. I think that is the case. Again, everyone, Debbie Kirkland has been our guest, an amazing artist. The album that's available for you guys right now is called In Session. We encourage you guys to go ahead and get it. As you guys were listening to Waiting on You, we actually posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as tagged Debbie on Twitter as well, to make it easy for you guys to be able to find her. But, Debbie, you have a website as well. Tell our listeners how they can stay in contact with you and find out more information about what's going on with you.
Please do. Everybody that's listening, go and please support the music, and then please let me know what you think. I can be reached at www.debbiekirkland.com, and I am very traditional in my spelling of Debbie. It's nothing fancy. It's D-E-B-B-I-E, and Kirkland, K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D, so all together, debbiekirkland.com. I love to hear and from everybody, and also Twitter, Debbie Kirkland Jazz, and Facebook, Debbie Kirkland Jazz Vocalist, and Instagram, dkirk651. So I've all these mediums to reach me. I love to be reached. I love to interact with the listeners. So I'd be honored to hear from everybody.
All right. Well, we definitely encourage you guys to do just that. Make sure you guys stay in contact with Debbie and support the music. As we said, In Session is available now. And Debbie, thank you so much not only for sharing this milestone with us, but for sharing your voice with us as well. We really appreciate that.
It has been an absolute honor, Cyrus, and thank you for having me on your 900th show. That is quite an accomplishment. I'm very, very happy. And the other thing is the fact that you do showcase artists like myself and others. So necessary, so beautiful of you to do this. So I really appreciate you.
Well, we're glad to do it, Debbie, and we're glad to be able to have our listeners from around the world, thanks to the radio station here as well as Blog Talk and also out of Milwaukee at Cream City Radio for being able to share our voice here. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation that I had with Debbie, and it was a great one, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. We want to thank Debbie Kirkland again for coming on the program. Really was great to be able to speak with her. And I think, too, there's so many great things to be able to take away with what she said. And one thing that really stuck out to me is what she said to Miss Nancy Wilson. That is the importance of finding your own voice. So we definitely encourage all of you, regardless of what you're doing in life, to make sure you're finding your own voice. I also want to thank LaSherelle Smith, of course, for L Group PR for helping us to have this conversation today. And again, thank all of you for your support. Without you, we would not have 900 shows this particular year. And that, again, is because of your support and all that you guys have done in helping us to spread the word. So until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.